Good morning and welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning, but Thursday means nothing to the kids in Saskatoon today who are cheering that when that bell goes, their day is done, their school is done for another year. Regina kids had that jubilant feeling yesterday, and for parts of the province, yes, I'm sorry, you're sticking it out for one more day, but by the weekend, everybody's on summer holidays, teachers included. Parents included, because let's not kid ourselves, some parents, the moment the kids are done, the car is packed and you're out, whether it's a vacation, maybe it's just a trip to the lake, maybe you're just trying to get out of the house, out of the community, out of the city for the day, for the weekend. But the summer break, exciting, exciting time. But it's a shift, right? It's a shift from what I would say is the regular structure that school brings, and we get into those routines. My kids grown up now and moved away from home, but I can remember fondly, get the kids off to school, you get to work. At the end of the day, you basically end up back at the house together and review your days and those types of things. So the break in routine can be really challenging, and finding ways to keep your kids entertained. There's the spectrum. Some people have their kids scheduled through camps throughout the entire summer, and others it's a lot more loosely checked in. We figured this would be a really good time to bring our friend Jen Dean back to the program. Jen's been joined us before. She's a parenting expert. She's a family coach. She's a colleague of mine because she works just across the hallway at Jack FM. And Jen joins me right now. How are you, Jen?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Evan.
Summer, this has got to be a busy time for you in your business.
Yes.
As a parenting and life coach for people.
Oh, absolutely. Parents call me and they say, I can't believe how hard this is. My kids are driving me nuts. I'm yelling all the time. Help.
Yes. Well, and I mean, that's the thing. I was joking with you off air. Today or this weekend is an exciting time. Parents are like, right on, summer holidays. We're going to have some fun. By mid-August, the temperature gauge in the house can be up a little bit. How did you get into this in the first place?
Oh, like from feeling like the worst mother that ever lived. I was a yeller. I was yelling at my kids every day. I would pack them into the minivan. I had three boys. Mm-hmm. I'd pack them into the minivan. They were safe. And then I would sit on my step and cry. I felt like nothing I was doing was working. And I felt like I could make them, you know, take the garbage out. But there was just so much anger in the home. I was bitter and resentful. And I could feel my kids' hearts. Like, does this make sense? I could feel like I was making them do stuff, but I wasn't connecting with them. Mm. So I went on this big search to try and find ways to reach the hearts of my kids, still have good humans, mm-hmm. strong character, well-behaved, but also have a good relationship with them.
It's about building understanding. I've read enough of your work. You've got a website, I know lots of clients that you work with are effusive in their appreciation of what you can bring to them. So is it true for me to say that there's a lot of parents that although they look forward to summer, they're a bit anxious about it?
Oh, there's a ton of anxiety. There's anxiety of what are they going to do all day? Are they just going to sit on their video games? Are they going to be helpful? Are they miserable? Are they bored? Are they going to get a summer job? And parents are dreading it mm-hmm. as much as they love their kids. Because let's face it, parents are still busy. You don't get 2 or 3 months off. You still have work to do. So how are you going to manage their schedule, take care of them, build character, and still get along? Mm-hmm.
Jen Dean is with us right until 11 o'clock today. Parenting expert, family coach, does this as a job. And so here today to answer any questions that you might have as well. So the text line is always open for you, 1-877-332-8255. So what are some simple, and I'm going to throw in the word affordable ways. Right now, we talk a lot about just the economic challenge that mm-hmm. families are feeling. So summertime can add to that anxiety. There's kids with expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Going for ice cream, doing this kind of stuff. What are some things that just to start the conversation off that you would say are simple ways to kind of plan for a great summer with the kids?
Well, first of all, I would just encourage parents and grandparents, embrace the boredom. There are really great things that come out of being bored. If you think about any hard thing you endeavored, you know, that time you decided, I'm going to take apart that car. Or I'm going to work on this project. There was a certain amount of boredom. You have to have enough free time in your schedule before you'll take on a big project or task. Mm-hmm. And so embrace that. Let them be bored. I'm bored. That's great. I remember growing up, parents used to say, well, you know what? If we'll wait half an hour. And if you can't find something to do, I'll find something for you to do.
That sounds like a good parent line right there.
So that's one thing. The second thing, though, I do want to preface this because this is a perfect time. Kids are just winding up. They've been busy. There's some anxiety for kids because they're leaving one thing, whether it's high school or even just that grade. And I would say if you can give them a couple of days just to decompress, and they're going to lay around, they're going to do nothing. You're going to want to call them lazy. You're going to think it. But if you could hold off on that, when you think, okay, Evan, when you go on vacation,
I am next week.
Lovely. Yes. And what is the first thing you want to do when you start your vacation?
Just relax.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Exactly.
Nothing. And we get mad at our kids. You're just laying around. Stop being so lazy. Come on, be productive. Why don't we give them a couple of days? Mm-hmm. Don't let our brains make it mean I'm failing my kids. They don't know how to work. They're lazy. They have no work ethic. Don't make it mean that. Let them decompress. Give them up to a week. Then it becomes, okay, we need some kind of system here.
So I think where you're going there, Jen Dean is my guest parenting expert and family coach, is structure.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not about, they don't have to be busy every second of every day because they're not during the school year.
Mm.
But it's understanding the importance of structure. So how do you bring that in?
Well, the easiest way is to just create a list, like to take it off of you. Where parents go wrong is they just talk at their kids. So they'll get mad. They'll get frustrated because their kid is laying around. And so then they'll just say, hey, I want you to empty the dishwasher and vacuum and put your laundry away and clean your room and organize the closet and do something. Come on, you lazy. Like, we'll say things like that. Instead, can we make it into a system where we just say, okay, every week these things need to get done, or every day these things need to get done before you can move on to other tasks? And then if you don't trust that your kids will follow through, if you're maybe at the office, the simplest, most effective way is to just change the Wi-Fi password. And they have to just call and be like, okay, I'm done all the things. Or they text you and you say, great, here's the password of the day. That's the simplest way.
You know, as I think about this, and you and I talked a little bit off air about this, but you know, you think about the routine that happens during the school year. Kids are in school, get them off to school, you're going to your job. We all have routines. And even if you're a stay-at-home parent or a grandparent who doesn't have the kids full time, summer is a time that we have to accept to adjust our schedule.
Oh,
is that correct?
Absolutely. Like,
how important is that?
Well, I would say this is an opportunity. If you feel like you've been running this year, that you don't have enough time, you feel like you're on a treadmill. If you're revving hot, so if you were an engine, if you're in the red zone all the time, let me just say you are not your best because you don't have the patience. You're not your best parent. You're not your best employer. So this is an opportunity to really look at, okay, what can I cut out of my schedule? What can I do to slow down, to get out of that red zone? And you'll notice you've got more patience. You're laughing more. Mm-hmm. Life feels a little bit better. It's easier for you to connect with the people you love. So don't think of it as something to dread. Think of it as an opportunity to kind of revisit your lifestyle, your schedule, mm-hmm. before the activities start up again in the fall.
So how do you do that? What I mean, because I'm listening to you and it sounds like I'm all in.
Yeah.
I want to get out of the red zone.
Yeah.
But how do you do it? Especially if you're going to try and do it consistently for a couple of months while the kids are home.
Oh, Evan, you know what? I think I need a coach for this too. I think, you know, it's one of those things. I know what to do.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do. I would say, honestly, the best way that I know for busy, productive, professional people is to have someone you love and trust look at your schedule, look at your calendar, because that's going to show you your priorities. Mm. Where is your time going? Where is your money going? And have someone speak into that and say, okay, you know what? I don't think you need to work out 6 days a week for 2 hours. I don't think you need to go in early every single day. Let's revisit this. Let's work on it together. Mm. Accountability here is huge.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my recommendation, but it's one of those do as I say, and don't look at my schedule too carefully.
Well, I mean, it's tough. It's tough because not everything slows down in the summer. In fact, for many people, that becomes a busy time at work. And so balancing that. Okay, Jen Dean is with us. We're going to take our first break here. But Jen is with us right up until 11 o'clock. She's a parenting expert, a family coach. If you have a question, 1-877-332-8255, we're happy to take your text, your question in. We'll get to some of those thoughts. I want to talk about summer jobs when we come back, because that's always a big one, especially once kids get to a certain age.
Yep.
They want to get out there and get a summer job, and there's lots of good that comes with that, but there's challenges as a parent as well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go there next with my guest, Jen Dean, when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed.
Pretty exciting time. Summer holidays starting this weekend for kids, for teachers, for many of us around the province. This is the start of summer. When the kids are out of school, this is the sure sign that summer is here. Jen Dean is with me, parenting expert, family coach. And Jen, we were talking about the excitement of summer. For kids, there comes a point where summer isn't about freedom. It's about a summer job.
Oh, yeah. It's right? About the money.
They want to make a little bit of money. And that can start at different times, depending on how driven you are. I think mm-hmm. I was cutting grass at about age 12.
Nice.
Going out and just, you know, cutting lawns and doing those types of things. I noticed we have a text here, Tom in Battleford, saying that his 15-year-old just starting a job at a grocery store. Mm. It's his first one. He's a little bit nervous about it.
Right.
What do you say about that in terms of advice for families who have kids, especially those that are stepping into their first year of employment?
Yes. Well, first of all, Tom, I just want to say that's awesome that you have a relationship with your 15-year-old, that he's comfortable talking to you about that. That's a big deal to say, hey, I'm excited about this job, but I'm also really nervous about it. So that's a parenting win right there. Gold star for you, Tom. Secondly, I think a really great strategy to do with kids is instead of trying to talk them out of it, sometimes as parents will say things like, oh, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Instead, there's something called fear casting, like forecasting, but fear casting, mm-hmm. where you go through and say, okay, what are you nervous about? Are you nervous you'll make a mistake? Well, guess what? You will. All humans make mistakes. This is your first job. What will you do when you make a mistake? You'll own it. You'll take responsibility. You'll say, my bad. That was on me. How can I do better? You'll ask good questions. All of these things are true. And then right away, the anxiety goes down because we're acknowledging it and we have a plan.
Right. I like that. And you're teaching your child
yes.
how to talk through, identify problems, talk through those
absolutely.
Problems. And it becomes, I think that first year, I think about my son, especially when he got his first job. I was nervous for him as well because
yeah.
it's everything from getting up and getting there on time.
Oh, to, yeah.
You know, so there's lots that comes with this for parents
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. And it often feels like it's a judgment on us. Like, did we do a good job?
Right. For sure. And I think it's a lot of it is maybe just the demonstration, the skills that you've demonstrated, whether
right.
it's communication, hard work, those types of things. So there's a lot of people, and I see a couple of texts on the text line asking this. Bevan Moostra is a good example, who have kids that say, Mom, Dad, whatever, I don't want to do summer camp. I don't want to have anything planned, maybe mm-hmm. outside of a family vacation. I just want to chill this summer. Is that okay?
Well,
how do you deal with that?
I don't know about a whole summer. I would want to ask some more questions and say, what does that mean?
Right.
It would be really great if you could have almost a family meeting. And let's flesh that out. What does it mean to chill? If you think you're going to watch TV and play video games all summer, for me, that would be a hard no.
Frank's giving you a thumbs up behind the glass.
He's like, that sounds like an awesome summer.
At the age of whatever Frank is, 43.
No, Frank, no. You can't do that. No, I think fleshing that out. Okay, let's make a list of approved activities. I also think if kids don't want to work, mm-hmm. then we need to look at getting them volunteering because they can learn the same skills. They can learn character. They can learn hard work, responsibility through volunteering. And it's just a good thing to do. It's mm-hmm. good for all of us to volunteer and to serve in our community.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a text that came through on the line that I just think is great for where we're at right now. So many people, and I think this started during the pandemic, but so many people work from home.
Mm.
And so they say, working from home, no problem when the kids are in school.
Right.
It's part of my routine. Now, I've got two little attention seekers,
oh, yeah.
Or five, or however many kids you've got, that are wanting lunch, are wanting, like, normally you pack the lunch, you send them off to school, and that then you're done until
yeah.
they're home. So any advice? It was Owen in Shelbrook that had sent this message in. But if you're working from home, you've still got to do your job. But
yeah.
you know, you've got kids at home. What do you say to
that? Owen, that's just really hard. That's hard to expect these tiny humans to just be self-sufficient all day. I don't think that's realistic. So what can we do here? I think there's some things in the schedule. You can take out certain bins for your meetings, for the time that needs your most focus. Let's pull out a couple of their favorite bins that they can do themselves. You're going to sit at the table. And then after these meetings, the bins go away. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to find some strategies. Maybe it's taking turns trading off with a friend. Maybe it's bringing in a young person in the neighborhood. They call it a mummy's helper, but maybe they're not old enough to babysit, but they can be in the house with your kids while you're there. That's an option too.
That's helpful. Before we go today, we're almost at the end of our time. As summer wears on, and I hear this, I live this, actually. I'm not going to say I hear it because I do hear it from my friends, but I've got to be honest. I lived it. You can get frustrated, right?
Oh,
the kids are,
yep.
They're hanging around, they're making demands, they're bored, they're whatever. And then it happens. Inevitably, it happens. As beautiful as summertime is, there's challenges that come with it too. Do you have any tools in the toolkit to help parents through some of that frustration? Because I won't say if, I'll say when it bubbles up, because
yes,
it usually will.
Yes, I have a strategy that I use to help parents deal with frustration, anger, yelling. The reactive parenting that is so prevalent in our society today. And this is called reporting. So you walk into a room, the kids have decided to make cupcakes and they didn't clean up and there's flour and water all over the floor. So what I want you to do is instead of just opening your mouth and spewing out whatever, what's wrong with you? I'm canceling our holiday. You know, instead of just spewing that, I would say, you know what? Just report on the facts. I walked in, I see flour on the floor. What am I going to do to solve this problem? Just report.
Interesting.
Yeah, just the facts. No emotion.
Which is tough to do.
But it is, but yeah. It works.
Tom Bray, my dad, canceled many a holiday as a threat.
Assuming,
if this doesn't change, then, always happens when we have you on the show, the time goes by too quick. This has been great, Jen. Where can people find you online if people want to connect
with you? Absolutely. On all the socials, familiesmattermost.com.
Familiesmattermost.com. Jen Dean is our guest, parenting expert, family coach. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to go from family coaching tips to barbecue and grilling tips. That's where we go with my next guest when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.